AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live in First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. We got a special guest on Big Facts today by the name of Young Ace, representing that Florida.
What's up,
my brother? Welcome. How you feeling?
Man, I feel good. I ain't gonna lie. I feel better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Do it feel like when you drop a new project, you know how hard you work on it, it just feel like a release, like finally everybody get to hear this shit, right?
I ain't gonna lie, like every time I drop an album, I fall into like a little depression type shit. Like probably like 2 weeks before the album, I always fall into depression. Like I'd be like stressing a lot.
Like anxiety about what it's gonna do.
And I cut everybody out. So everybody be texting me, blowing my phone up, my manager be blowing my phone up, and I don't be answering. And like I'd be seeing them, but I'd be like falling. It'd be like I'd be like, hold on, man. I got
what you think it is? What you think make you go through?
It's because it's like I just know. It's just like something like I just know where I'm supposed to be at. Like I know where I'm going. Like I know what I'm working hard for. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I just see it. I'm like, okay, I need this to elevate. You know what I'm saying? What I'm missing on this album? I'd be listening to the album like 100 times. like, man, what I'm missing? What sound is a beat I'm missing? Is it a word? Is it a, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. it's something that I'd be wanting to be so perfect. I'd like, mm-hmm. trying to perfect my craft. You know what I'm saying?
Pressure on yourself.
And I'd be putting that pressure on me. Then, like, week before the album drop, I snap out of it. I'd be like, come on, let's get to it. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, no, I don't want to do the interview. No, I don't want to do it. They'd be like, well, what's going on? You told me you want to do it. So in a week before, I'd be like, all right, come on, let's run. Let's get to it. It's business. My bad, I'd be tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'd be like, man, you just every time. Like, I'm good. Though. But it feel, like I said, it feel good when you release it. And it's like, okay, I'm trying to get number one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it, you know what I'm saying? It's good.
What can we expect from the project, though?
Man, it's a whole lot of real life. Everybody going to relate to it. That's how I want it. I want everybody to relate to it. I'm really speaking from, like, people who come from the streets, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Who not being heard, for real. Like, it's a lot of, like, coming up, everybody feel like we so alone. Like, you know, you can't feel what I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm going through this. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting kicked out of the house, going through not eating, got to hustle, got to change your lifestyle, got to, you know what I'm saying, be a victim to the streets, for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm just voicing that, like, you know what I'm saying? This is how I came on. This is how I beat. This is how I overcame that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just stuff like that. That's how you it's just real life.
Like, take us to the beginning before you even grab the mic. Like,
growing up in Chicago.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I was born in East Chicago, Indiana, but I had moved to Florida, Jacksonville, like 2 years old.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like. So you don't even really remember that shit.
Like, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just like, and when I moved to Jacksonville, I moved to the North. Stay in the North for, like, I bounced around the whole city. I ain't gonna lie, I bounced around the whole city. Mm. But, like, me just jumping off the porch, like, I jumped the porch on the west side. You know what I'm saying? That's where I start waking up and seeing, like, how life really is. Like, what it took me. Like, I played sports a little bit. Like,
what sports did you play?
I played football, you know, I played for, like, inner city warlords. I played a couple teams.
Were you any good at that shit, or did you suck?
Yeah, I'm good, nah. But I just couldn't, like, I ain't like going to practice. I just want to go straight to the game.
Practice.
I couldn't. Coach would make you do all this running, all these plays.
All
like,
those drills.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even doing this in the game, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just wasn't ready for that, man. And then I ain't played middle school ball. It's just, I was in the streets then. See, it was hard. Like, I started waking up to life. Like I say, we had to go next door, still ain't water out there, little water, out the water faucet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Water hose, you fill the buckets up, going in the house, taking a bath for that. You know what I'm saying? Washing up, like, not eating. We'll be looking at each other like, man, we ain't got nothing to eat today, man. Y'all boys, you know what I'm saying? We got to get out here. Let's go get out here and do something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like, every day it's a gamble. Like, we gambling with our life consistently. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just my mama. My daddy at the road doing 15, 20 years. Yeah. All my brother's daddies in jail doing life or 15, 20, you know, or some of them just ain't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just my mama, just her and her eight boys. And we got, then knowing us, we got all our homeboys with us. We ain't got no food at our house, but all of them here. You know what I'm saying? They got food at home, not us.
Mm-hmm.
And some of most, like my best friend named 23 passed away. He used to have food at home, but like, he had just come over that and just struggle with us. Like, man, I'm with you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
You going through it, I'm going through it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
Just stuff like that. It's just, my whole life just been like that. When I lost my uncle at like 13, 14, I just started making music because I found a way to, like, to release everything that was in me.
You know what I'm saying? We just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Like, it became my therapy. Yeah. And I said, I just started going crazy. I'm going to take this serious.
So that's 13, 14, that's around the age you felt like it's time for me to man up.
Yeah, it's time for me to man up. Then I was going through something, man, like from the age of like 8, like 9 to like 11, 12, I was living with somebody else. And so I was just going through a lot of like abuse type of thing, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I felt like alone. Like I said, I felt alone, like how everybody else be feeling, I felt alone.
Yeah.
And when I just woke up, I'm like, man, this is me, I got to get right. Looking at my mama crying every night. My little brothers, them, I got baby little brothers. Well, they older than I, feel me? But I had baby little brothers, I'm like, man, I got to make something shake. You know what I'm saying? My big brother, he doing everything he can. He trying to play sports, in the streets, trying to be half this, half this. And it was just too much on him. I seen him, like, man, I'm going to be the one to help him.
So, a while back, you had a situation. You were just speaking about your best friend that had passed. I don't know if he was one of the ones that was involved in that incident or whatever, but a while back you had a situation where you were out to eat and there was like an altercation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of that altercation, there was a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your people that were with you, your friends, and one of your brothers died, and you were the only one that survived. Take us back to that night and kind of like explain like what happened and how that made you feel.
The other boy who was just in here was sitting on my lap. And my best friend, that's his son right there. He didn't even get a chance to see his daddy. He didn't get a chance to see his daddy. He was born like 6 months after that. You know what I'm saying? So I be trying to get him, man, like when I can or when his mama need me to, you know what I'm saying? Just he fucked up about me, you know what I'm saying?
You got a kid?
Nah, I ain't got no kid. I want some.
That's like, your kid right now. Yeah, like,
I'm a dog, like, you feel me? But it's so crazy because now I be putting the blame on me. You know how, I don't know.
Survivor's like, remorse.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, because I insisted, like, look, bro, let's go out to eat. It's your birthday. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My best friend's birthday. I'm like, it's your birthday, man. Let's just go out to eat. And my other brother, my closest brother, his name two times. That's my closest one. I got eight brothers. So he my two. Everybody got their one and their two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He my two that I shared everything with. And it's just like, he had just graduated. You know what I'm saying? Like a week, 2 weeks before he just graduated. And then I'm like, yeah, let's go out to eat, man. Let's go have a good time. Let's go. Because it's something that we don't do. We don't eat out. We in the street. We know not to even move like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So knowing the rules of the game, you know, just got caught slipping in the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? We just lollygagging, man. Laughing, having too much of a good time. You know what I'm saying? It ain't wrong to have. It ain't.
But it can cost you.
It can cost you. It's crazy how it went because 23 mama was there. You know what I'm saying? It's my best friend named 23. His mama and sister was there. And it's just like we was in the parking lot, just vibing, like just, you know what I'm saying? Just soaking it all in, like good time, like happy, everybody vibing, playing, play fight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it got a cost, it wasn't cost.
I know going through that shit, you know what I'm saying? It give you survivor's remorse and you be like, damn, why I stayed? But did you ever come to a time where you felt like, I gotta be chosen?
I mean, every day I wake up, I think like that. Then it's just always something like, damn, like, it'd be different, though. They would say, you know what I'm saying? Ain't we all chosen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I just feel like we all were so different, like unique. Like, everybody around me, I just like, I see a star in everybody that's around me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm the most chosen one. You know what I'm saying? I be having them type of questions like, why, how I sat there and made that? Like, how I survived that, like, and they put him on my side and shot at me first. Wow. I got shot 8 times and I'm still here, and he got shot 5 times. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So it's like, yeah, and it's just like, like, why is this happening? Like, I you know what I'm saying? Like, it just like, it hit me every day, though. I ain't gonna lie, even the day I don't think about it. I thought about it this morning before I even came in, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time I'm in a car, I get to be acting crazy. At lights and stuff like that, I can't really, loud sounds, it throw me off, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like sounds I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
I get to tweaking and jumping and all, doing all kinds of stuff. That's why I don't like being around like too many people, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to be in control.
Control of the room.
If I ain't in control, if I don't know what's behind me, you know what I'm saying? I'd be acting crazy, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it's crazy, but I ain't gonna lie, it's just, but it taught me how to like to know exactly who I am, like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm standing on this, and I'm ready for whatever. Like, I done seen death. That would be in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I done already seen it. So, ain't nothing you gonna do to make me, you know what I'm saying, feel less of who I am. Like, I ain't standing down to nobody. That's just me. Like, I'm gonna be me wherever I'm at. Any room or any place, that's me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it teach me how to work hard on stuff. Like, it made me believe in myself even more, though.
What you do to stay out the mix of that shit? Like,
man, studio. Working. Actually spending time with my family, because knowing like this might be the last day, this might be the last moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in the streets, you never know when it's your last time, like your last day. So, you know, it sometimes be too late for you to change, but it's like, I'm changing now. So it's like, I'm just working on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, spending time with my family. You know what I'm saying? Just having little game nights, going to the studio, bringing everybody in the studio, letting them see me work. Let them see, you know what I'm saying, where I'm really grinding for, how I put this together, how you do that. I wanted them to see that. Like, if anything was a go, they didn't know, like, that's how he did it. You know what I'm saying?
This shit is like a never-ending story, though. Like, this shit will never end.
Man, it's like, it ain't gonna never end, because sometimes you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, even if you, like, in the streets or not in the streets. You probably just a innocent bystander. Just something could just happen like that. You just never know. Like, it's just the way how this world is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff is out of your hands. You know what I'm saying? Just like that, though. But,
Social media magnify that shit, though.
Man, social media, worse. It's the worst. It's so, it got so many pros and cons to social media, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get on there and be who they want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Like, it's,
without being who they actually are.
Who they actually are. And people think being this is make you cool. And like, so people just get up and get to doing stuff just because they want the world to know, like, oh, yeah, I did that. I'm him. I'm gangster. I'm this. Man, like, people ain't
when that cool. Shit don't even matter.
Yeah, like you know what I mean?
You think about you doing the music shit, you know, being on your business, they give your mama some sort of peace, like.
Yeah, I be trying, like, see that's why I like be making a lot of music for her to, like, see it like that, because she love my music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She love my music, and it's just like, I be trying to do a lot of stuff so she can come to light, peace, because she lost the same amount of people as me. She lost her best friend, she lost her daddy, she lost her closest brother, you know what I'm saying? All this to, like, gun violence, except her best friend, you know what I'm saying? She had a heart attack, but her brother, he got killed by his wife. Her daddy got killed by his wife, and, like, her son got killed. Her brother's in jail 35 years. Other one in there for 8. Like, she go through the same thing. She was raised around the same thing. So it's like, we connect. You know, like, she like my best friend. So like, when we talk, it's like, she understand me and I understand her.
That you get strength about seeing how strong she is.
Yeah, exactly. And I do the same to her.
Yeah.
I make her stronger too. You know what I'm saying? And like, she fun too though, you know what I'm saying? She be trying to do like a lot of stuff. Like, you go on mama, she lit. She just wanna have fun. If she ain't having fun, she gonna be down. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta keep her happy.
Keep her up.
You gotta keep her happy. And some days when I don't answer the phone, or sometimes I don't answer the phone, she'd get down and I have to go pull up around.
Gotta keep her thoughts.
Man, I had to move my mama closer to me. She stayed like 30 minutes from me, man. I couldn't do it. I just moved like 7 minutes down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of hard because she pull up anytime. She'd be in a drunk, knocking on the door, coming in loud. Get up. You know what I'm saying? She'd be crazy, man. She'd be crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a lot that be going on in your city, man. What do you feel like some of the things that could happen to maybe achieve some type of peace in your city?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. It's just... That's a good question. I ain't never really been asked no stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's like, it's really the influence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's really the influence. Like, our love is really. But like, we can do nothing but just telling the story, though. You know what I'm saying? But we don't really be realizing, like us as like the influences out of there. You know what I'm saying? We don't really be realizing the impact that we got on the young people out there who coming up. Like, the impact that we had. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that video where the little kids was like, they want peace in the city? Yeah, like, I know everybody had to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, is that a conversation? It can't be a conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, curiosity.
Sure. Yeah, for sure, man. I'm with all the, you know what I'm saying? Bringing everything together, bringing everybody together, you know what I'm saying? Making what's best for the people, because I don't want people to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be selfish if I said, you're going to go through it too, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm human still at the end of the day, no matter what, I'm human. So I really want everybody to put everything together and be cool for the youth.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Speaking of like songs and videos or whatever, there's a song called Who I Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, how in the fuck did y'all get that clear?
Man,
like how the hell, like, cause
you mean the sample?
That's white chicks.
Yeah.
Like,
sample,
how the hell did y'all get white chicks clear? Like, that's,
man,
sounds impossible.
Right.
Me and Vanessa got a relationship. Like, we cool.
Like a relationship?
No, not like that. Like we cool. Like, she cool. Like, we'll talk shit. Like, tell me, like, okay, this is what she got going on. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, she be telling me she love that song. She like, I love that song. Like, I just love that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, she like, we be hitting each other up every now and then. We'll just be vibing. You know what I'm saying? Just talking and stuff about careers and all that type of stuff. Like, she a good person. I ain't expect her to be that way. She is how cool she is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But she cleared it. Of course, a couple people was mad at her about that, but she cleared it. But I think, yeah, she cleared that shit. That shit was like nothing. That shit was cool.
That's a good friend to have.
But yeah, my relationship, like, what you do? Like, you got a female in your life? Or?
Yeah, man. Me and my girlfriend been together 6 years.
That keep you balanced?
Man, what? I ain't gonna lie. Like, gotta think about it. My girlfriend been with me before all this. Even when I got shot in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, this is stuff people don't know about. When I got shot in the car, my girlfriend beat the ambulance stuff. Mm-hmm. So she was in, she, I be having to understand like what she went through too, cause she seen it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
she pulled up, like, gotta think about it. When I got shot, see, I got shot right here in my hand, right? So mm-hmm. all this was off my hand. So I got shot in my hand because I was texting her phone, telling her where I was gonna go. So I wanted her to come. But she was already next door to me eating already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, soon she pulled up, she had to She was running to all us, trying to make sure everybody was okay. She wrapping stuff around my legs, like, "Look, you good? Hold on." Mm-hmm. Like, she young, so she's like her seeing that. You know what I'm saying? That shit was kind of like was traumatizing to her, really. You know what I'm saying? So she ended up trying to help everybody out. You know what I'm saying? She's seeing my brothers. Then my brother got shot in his head 3 times. You know what I'm saying? So she's seeing that. She viewing all this, and she know my brother. You know what I'm saying? So her going through that, she real strong. Like, she don't even be speaking on that, but like, I know what she's going through. You know what I'm saying? She actually witnessed everybody. You know what I'm saying? So she been a, I never leave her. No. When I went to jail, she for real. Nah, really, I went to jail. She been there the whole time. We built this together, so I'd be damned if I let somebody else just come and just take that from her like that.
No matter what, for sure.
Yeah, nah, leave.
That's hard.
That's fucked up. That'd be fucked up with me. You know what I'm saying?
As a man. That's hard.
That's something I want a family with. This is somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know what I'm saying? My mama love you, then you something. Like, she'll tell me every day, she call me, "You better not leave her. You better not leave her. Don't let nobody steal her from you." You know what I'm saying? She perfect, bro. I ain't gonna even lie. Like,
my grandma used to tell me that about that.
For real?
28 years.
See? 28 years, locked in. Better or worse. I'm saying
shit.
Yeah.
We locked in. Like, ain't nothing. Like, I just wanna be up. Look, this is on my phone. You see on the back of my phone?
Yeah. Oh, you got it on the back, not the screen saver. It's the case.
Yeah, sure. You get the case.
See on my phone, both my phone. It ain't nothing. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. Hey, man, it ain't nothing when it comes to her. I don't care who. I'm going against the world. Come on.
Real shit.
For real.
Yeah. That's hard.
So you did the Will Smith.
What? No, I would get worse than real. I ain't lying. It ain't nothing. I wouldn't even laugh after that. Nah, ain't nothing. For real. Ain't nothing about mine, yeah. Ain't nothing. I don't care about nothing. I don't even want people looking at mine. Don't look at her. For real. Hey, I swear, we'll go in the wild. I'm watching everybody. I'm on everybody's eyes. Do not lock your eyes on her.
Right.
For real.
Look over there.
For real. What? Look over there, boy. This is me right here. Go get you one.
Right. Go get you one.
Like, I'm going to war about mine. Bro.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Crazy. So what,
you gotta think about it. My bad. You gotta think about it.
You good.
I've been knowing her since elementary school.
Yeah.
Mm. We was in class together, fifth grade. Mm. Fifth grade ago. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm 24. She 23. She about to be 23 this year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we've been locked in, man.
Raised each other.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I had went back and grabbed her when she was 16. I'm like, "Look, I want you." She say, "This was that word." She said, "Cancer, what you want?" I'm like, "Man, I'm trying to do it. I want this forever." She said, "Don't come mess with me because I'm crazy." That's what she said. She said, "I'm crazy." She said, I want something forever. I was like, "I know I'm still young. You know, I'm young nigga." I'm like, "Man, girl, we going to be fine. I'm going to give you the world." And I just stuck to it. I tell her that every time. I'm my baby, though.
Respect that.
So, like, what's some things, like, putting all the rap shit, the street shit, and all the extra shit, like, to the side? What are some things that you like to do that bring you joy and that, you know, like, make you have fun?
I don't care. I do not have fun. I'm telling you.
Like, no.
Okay, look. Let me stop that.
Come on, you capping.
I don't go nowhere. But listen, like, with something I do with my girlfriend, we got this YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna cap, this doing the YouTube channel, this is something she always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So this ain't do nothing but like bring our relationship closer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so sometimes you had a little distance with yours, you know what I'm saying? You go through that, you know.
For sure.
So then you had to find something to rekindle, like, okay, this I know for sure this mine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like doing something that she actually like love to do. Like, okay, me, I love music. So say to her, follow me around all day. I'm actually doing something she love to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we're gonna do YouTube, we're gonna do this. Funny, we do pranks, you know what I'm saying? We might be throwing water on each other, smack each other with powder or whatever, tasting food, you know what I'm saying? Eating food, talking on camera, like that type of stuff. Like, it's really fun, just spending time with her, you know what I'm saying? My family, and that's all I really do. I don't really go out unless they paying me. I don't like the club.
Do you travel or anything?
Yeah, we be going out. We be going like Hawaii and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody going to Hawaii.
I love Hawaii. I
feel like that incident kind of, you was already in your zone before that, but you feel like that incident kind of made it like, okay, zero.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's what changed everything. Oh, you talking about with my relationship or with Pierre?
I'm talking about what happened with your brother now.
You talking about with my career, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like how you say, you say at first, y'all weren't even going out of shit.
Oh, yeah. See, I've been the one doing that. Yeah. I've been the one doing
they
that.
They made you stand on the yeah, firm.
That's what I'm saying. If I would knew that, I wouldn't even went out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that made me like, it ain't nothing. And it ain't even like, it ain't no scared.
Nah,
thing,
hell nah. But it's like, smart.
I got something. I got my, take care of all my family. Mm. Man, I got people counting on me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I refuse to let my mama.
Shit can happen anywhere.
Man, my mama go crazy, bro.
Yeah.
My mama go crazy. Like, it wouldn't be nothing. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go crazy.
That's where that title come from, All On Me.
All On Me.
For sure.
You know, so then that's what it is. See, you know something. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my brother Kesey had helped me come up with that. I was in the studio. I was thinking of a little album name. You know, I'm brainstorming it up. He was like, but listen, look around. It was just me, him, and the engineer and something like that. I'm looking around. I'm like, what's up? He always got something going on. He like, man, everybody in jail right now. I'm like, damn, they is. I'm saying niggas fighting murder cases and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, it is. He like, but you done lost 2 times, 23 and 4, and you lost Rallo. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you right. He said, nigga, if I go, this time he told my him. He said, nigga, if I go to jail right now, something happened to me, it's gonna be all on you, bro, and nothing else. You know what I'm saying? He like, bro, anything that go on with the police or anybody, everybody put the blame back on you, bro. It's this shit all on you, bro. And he like, bro, name it all on me. And right there, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it right there. And from that moment right there, I just started working on the album. Every song I was making is for All On Me. You know what I'm saying? That shit like that. That's how that shit
out of, in, out of the industry, who you think you get the most inspiration from? Like, which artist?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be too much inspired by, like, nobody really, like, I'm just looking up to them or, like, I'm just following their footsteps. Like, to be honest, when I'm being honest, like, I don't... Like, everybody come from something different, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a different point to prove, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't nobody really, like, gets me, like, I'm following him or I'm copying him or I'm... But, like, I ain't gonna lie, like I fuck with Gotti, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with his mindset. He real smart, he real, like, outgoing, you know what I'm saying? He outthinking, you know what I'm saying? He smart, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got that business mentality. He just, he dope, bro, for real. Like, that's my... That I can look at and be like, oh, yeah, he got going. You know what I'm saying? I like what he got going on. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't really too many people that I really just.
What about features? Like,
yeah. You want, like, I was going to say, I was going to say, how you choose them features on his own? You got Boosie, you got Kodak, you got.
Toosie, Spinner Bands. And I got him on the Baby 23, my nephew, you know, one of the songs he's singing on the love. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I gotta put Boosie on there. Boosie somebody, you know, you growing up, he talking about everything, you know what I'm saying? So Boosie one of the ones, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Toosie, you know what I'm saying? I need ladies, you know what I'm saying? Woo woo. Then Kodak, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? We locked in. That's my boy for real. Like, that's somebody I'm vibing with in the industry right now. Like, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kodak. Spinning Band, that's my brother. You know, I know how he from Jacksonville too. You know what I'm saying? That's a big look for the city too. Like, put him on there. Let's get this together.
Yeah.
And I got Baby 23 on there. And that's just,
I'm saying, like, a feature that you ain't got yet that you like. Damn,
man, Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I want Justin Bieber on the song for real. Like, Justin Bieber.
You want him singing or rapping?
Singing. I need him to sing on there. You know what I'm saying? Justin Bieber. Drake.
For sure. I've
been hollering at Drake too. Nah, I fought with Drake for real. Like, Drake. You know what I'm saying? Just Future. I've been having a Future too. That's my boy. So just them, like, in that, like that.
Yeah.
Or like this girl named Jessie. Jessie Murph. She hard. I just found out not too long ago. She hard.
What's some shit you might listen to out your city that nigga don't even feel like you'll listen to? Like, you'll bump the music.
I'm just telling you, like, Jessie Murph.
She's from Jacksonville?
Nah, I don't even know where she's from. She,
no, I'm talking about, like, out your city.
That's what I'm saying. Just remember, she's not. Oh, talking about in my city?
Yeah.
Well, listen to in my city? Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't listening to nobody for real. I mean, I might throw that spin on, but I really listen to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Leonardo.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nardo hard. He different. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's in my city.
Yeah, we had Nardo on
him. Yeah. I seen that. View that. Yeah, Nardo, he we be betting shit on the game. Shit, I be whooping him and shit like that. He ain't gonna lie. He whooped me one time, though. I ain't gonna lie.
What y'all mean?
Like, nah, we be playing.
Okay.
Nah, we be betting, like, on the little game, like, oh, NFL game, yeah, playoffs, okay, and all that, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He whooped me the first time. I ain't gonna lie. But after that, I done whooped him. That's how I did with Kodak, too. And Doughboy, now. That shit.
Yeah, so when you got your first big check or real money, and it could be the streets or, let's say, music, like,
What's one of them purchases you made that you kind of might wish you could have got back? Like, man, I fucked that check up.
Man, every time I get the blowing money, I be like, man, I should never did that shit. I need my money back. You know what I'm saying? Now I got to get the grind. I don't like doing all that, man. I need all my money, you know what I'm saying? Because there's always something going on that I got to pay for. And they be like,
so what's the mindset when you were skimming down and spending it, though?
I'm like, man, I'm having this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm having this shit.
I got to fuck some. Yeah. What? Fucked up too long.
What? I'm having this shit. Yeah. Hey, look, y'all boys good here. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I go bust it down with everybody around me here. Hey, y'all boys go. Y'all boys, everybody got motion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Did you lose any friends through entitlement? Like, niggas feeling like you
owe? Yeah, man. I went through that in the beginning stage. Some people I came up with, we done fell out about some shit. Other than that, bro. Ever since then, man, ain't no falling out around here.
Yeah.
Ain't no falling out around here. We ain't into that. We a family. Anything going, this fuck this money, you can have this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck, this just paper anyway. Rip this shit up, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, my big brother Mark J taught me some to my manager. He taught me something. This he taught me like a year ago, but I never really, what he did was so powerful. You know what I'm saying? He probably didn't even know what it did to me. We shooting dice, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think we just playing around. So it's probably like $20. It's probably 2 years ago. It was like $20. And we sitting there like arguing, like, bro, that was your point. That was your point. You know what I'm saying? He like, hold on, don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm like, bro, you keep it. You know what I'm saying? He like, you keep it. I'm like, no, you keep it. So he ripped the 20 in half. The 20 that we arguing over, mm-hmm. He ripped it in half and threw it out. Like, shit,
shit don't mean nothing. Yeah.
They right there just talking like, yeah, this shit ain't nothing. We argue about some money right now. We argue about how, let's rip this shit up.
Mm.
Let's talk about it later. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Yeah. That shit meant a lot for real.
Mm-hmm. What's some things you've been doing? Like you say, you respect artists that be on top of their business. What's some things you've been doing to make sure your business straight, or maybe some investments and shit like that?
Man, I do, my girlfriend, she's brains for real. Let me tell you something. Yeah. She the brains. But we be doing, we got a couple Airbnbs and stuff like that. We be doing stuff like that. We got a lot of stuff in motion that we got going on that, you know what I'm saying? We want to do a little tour shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Buying houses and stuff like that. That's something that we doing together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I be investing in my homeboys and stuff like that. Like with their music and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you just gotta be on top of shit like that, man.
What you see yourself doing, like at you say you're 24,
mm-hmm.
at 34, what you see yourself doing?
Man, all type of motion. I want to be real. By that time, I need to be big like Drake. Then by the time I'm 34, I need to be on that Drake status, you know what I'm saying? But really like owning a lot of stuff, my own label. So I got my label going on right now, ATK, you know what I'm saying? Got a big label.
What does that stand for?
Ain't got no meaning right now.
Okay.
Ain't got no meaning. But
I
think ain't got no meaning.
For real.
I wanna own a lot of stuff, like apartments. You know what I'm saying? I really would do this real shit. I really wanna go back to my hood and my neighborhood. Not even just my neighborhood, around the whole city. Now I just wanna go. You know some shit like Rallo did?
Yeah, yeah.
Rallo knocked this shit and got apartments and let everybody live enough for free.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to do like get like three or four of them like on the east, the west, the south, and north. Like probably get like one on east side and just put some apartments on there and like let people live enough for free. You know what I'm saying? I want to do something like that. I want to own some shelter homes and stuff like that. And like just some shit like that. That's some shit I really want to do that I've been thinking about for a long time. For real.
Yeah.
What's a win for you in this shit at the end of the day? Just music and just transitioning from the streets to music. What's a win for you at the end of it?
Just being successful and happy for once. You know what I'm saying? Just being happy for real, man. Growing up, I ain't really too much like really being happy. Like, I'm talking about happy. Like, I ain't worried about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Without a care.
I ain't got to worry about the landlord. Keep knocking the nigga door about the rent and shit. 2 months late. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on none of that. My mama, I want my mama real happy in that piece. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want a happy relationship, happy family. You know what I'm saying? That's really just what I want. Like, I just want to be real successful. I want some Grammys. I want all that. You know what I'm saying? I want everything that come with that, red carpets. And I want all that.
What you think it's going to take for you to get your peace, though? Like, straight peace?
I got to let go of a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to get over this little hump I'm steady trying to get over. I keep falling back on a little bit. But
like I said, I be caught up
in your thoughts.
Yeah, it hit me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It might be some shit. I might be watching the movies. I would love watching movies too, though. I meant to tell you that I like watching movies too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What kind of movies you like?
I watch every movie.
Scary, horror, comedy, romance.
Everything. I'll be with my girlfriend. We're watching everything. Netflix, I probably watch everything on Netflix. For real. Like, I watch every show. I watch all that. I just be, you know.
Yeah.
And I be seeing, like, little shit. Like, I probably see some niggas going through with their brothers and some shit. Made me think about my brothers. Now I probably get shaken up and, like, that type of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, like, just shit like that. I got to get over that. I got to get over that little hump. It's going to come, though. It's just take a little time.
Have you ever been to therapy?
My music, my therapy, for real.
So you would never, like, consider going to talk to somebody?
I wouldn't say I would never, but in the beginning I should say I would never. But, like, I probably would one day. Because if it ain't working out how I needed to go, if it get worse than what it is, I'm going to have to go sit down and talk. But, like, I really be talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I really be talking to my girlfriend. That be helping a lot of times, too, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, just dining and eating and food shit. What meal brings you joy or makes you happy? Like,
man, chicken wings.
Just chicken wings.
Chicken wings from the macaroni south. Macaroni and cheese.
You said chicken wings. What?
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
But I like my girlfriend macaroni and cheese.
You just put it out there, making it clear.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It ain't nothing, boy. She go, all right. Now I'm telling you, for real though. Nah, though, for real though, I'm chicken and macaroni and cheese. I'm gonna get that wherever we go. I don't care where we at. I'm gonna get that.
You so
you
what?
Cook?
Who, me? Yeah, I cook.
Nah, the nigga behind us.
Nah, I cook like noodles and shit like that.
That ain't cooking, my nigga.
Pizza,
like,
roll.
It's prepared. It's
cooking. Pizza rolls. Pizza, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's
hell.
That's how you know. That's how you know. I used to cook cereal before I knew how to cook. I'm cooking some cereal.
I swear, my grandma say, go in there and cook, so I'm going to go in there and make her like some noodles or some pizza rolls. For real. I'm getting I'm not a baked cookies, though.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Cooking.
Oh shit, he knows how to bake cookies. What?
My girlfriend talked to that. I got new.
Making it clear.
You put it on 350. You put the oven on 350, right? Let it get there. When you get 350, you get your timer, right? And you put it on 11 minutes. See, some people be
putting 15 the
minutes.
Cookies.
It's too much. 15 minutes too long.
They gonna 13, be too crispy.
It's too long. Yeah. You gotta put in 11 minutes. So
yeah.
It might look weird, but when you take it out and it cool down, it's gonna flatten up.
There you go.
It's gonna be good. You
it's
know
gonna
saying?
Be perfect.
Let it sit for like 3-4 minutes.
You got one recipe, a cookie recipe.
I'm telling
that's
you,
all you need is one or two.
But I'm not to make chicken though. That's probably about it.
Yeah.
Where you get your wings from?
What?
Like chicken wings. You say you like chicken wings.
Anywhere that got chicken wings, I ain't gonna lie. Like okay. Oodles.
You know we the home of, we got the best soul chicken wings in the world.
You ever had Atlanta Max got City the best. Wings?
No, I ain't had Max City wings.
You gotta get some.
You
Max
gotta
City.
Get some wings.
Or some Blue Flame, Blue Flame Kale's Kitchen.
Yes.
Kale's Kitchen wings.
They good for real.
Best in the world.
Ever in the world.
I would say.
Nah, in the world, man.
In the world. I've been around.
I'm the chicken expert. Now, I'm gonna tell you if it's.
If y'all are gonna be here, I'll call you and order in, and it's on me. I'll call it.
Where the best chicken wings you don't have? Cause Jacksonville, y'all got us on seafood. The seafood out of here.
Yeah.
Speaking of seafood, shout out my boy Marcus from King Crab ATL.
There you go.
He just blessed us with like a whole bunch of shit, and we really appreciate it.
Salute.
Yeah.
Oh, that what y'all throwing down in there?
Yes.
I seen that.
Yes.
See, shout out. Yeah. Nah, no, man. See, I ain't trying to like overdo. But like, I mean, I'm gonna overdo it, but my girlfriend be the best.
Oh, for real, bro. Like,
I'm gonna tell her go in there and go.
Man, is she here? Get it, man. Get
nah,
right
she
here,
here right now. She at the house. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, I got some dogs. I've been investing in some dogs, so some of the dogs just have some puppies. So I kind of need her to like watch the puppies real quick. You know what I'm saying? Cause she,
yeah.
What's that?
I got exotic bullies. I got Frenchies, but I got pit bulls too. I had the pit bull when I first time I did. I went and bought me a pit bull. I'm saying, so my pit bull just had some puppies too, though. You know what I'm saying? So I just got her watching them real quick. She mad as hell. I ain't home. She texts me every day like, you need to come home. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she made the best chicken wings. Bro. My girlfriend.
Is it true?
I ain't trying to go too crazy, but
it's the truth though.
Like, I be real picky about a lot of stuff, and she just, I'm telling.
What's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe?
Yeah.
Hey, Chloe, girl. He you know loves you, girl.
What? Better believe it. For real. Better believe it. For real.
You haven't been out there on a tour? Like on a tour yet?
I've been on tour. Polo G.
Polo G. I remember that, yeah.
I went on a Polo G.
How was that experience for you?
That shit was lit. I ain't gonna lie. That's... It was good and it was bad. I ain't gonna lie. I lost my monkey because my monkey... I like have got me a monkey. My monkey, I was gone too long. My monkey died of depression. So that shit kind of fucked me up.
Depression?
Depression. It was a pet, like a pet monkey?
He missed you.
It was a girl, too.
Why you didn't bring?
She did not like my girlfriend, man.
Oh,
my
man.
Girlfriend. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, that jealousy
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it was.
You know,
like, my monkeys be swinging around the house playing peekaboo and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend get in the bed, ain't nothing. She be all in up.
But she had to go in. The monkey had to go in. Boy,
my girlfriend said she got to get up.
Yeah, she got to go.
Feel me? But like, I was gone too long, man. My monkey missed me. My monkey don't like nobody. She be throwing shit at people and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was the worst.
When you going back out?
When I'm going back out on tour?
Yeah. Long live monkey.
See, I don't know. My manager and I'm supposed to be putting something together right now.
So going on your own tour?
I don't know. It's whatever they got going on. But hopefully, though, I'm put that shit in motion. You know what I'm saying? But like, no, that tour was good. It was lit, though. I got to see a lot of stuff and experience of how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying?
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
But I ain't gonna lie, this September, like the September I just passed, I just like understood the business of the music industry. You know what I'm saying? I just I've been doing it for a little minute, you know what I'm saying, since 2018 for real. But like, I'm just not starting to understand it. Like on like how it's supposed to go, like how this business
politics and
you know what I'm saying, the politics and stuff like that. At first I wasn't understanding that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be putting too much in too many people, but like it's just business at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Even over the relationships, sometimes the relationship is just business. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, bro, this business, this is mine, this what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta put that first. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'd be putting me with my brothers down, and man, this loyalty, that's first. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, but in this shit, it's business first, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? But it'd be cool to connect with a lot of people, though. You got to have that connection. So, but it'd be business, you know what I'm saying? And I won't understand that at first. I'll put too much, like, when I fuck with you, I'd be ready to die for you. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And, like, it's fucked up when I'm ready to die for you, you ain't ready to die for me.
Sure. Man, that's
you
know what I'm saying? That's the hardest shit in the world.
That's fucked up, but it's like, I just started understanding. I kind of woke up and got to, like, looking into a lot of stuff, like, the publishing and the meaning of the business and like my contract and all that stuff. I started
how you looking, monetize your stream.
Yeah, like I started looking shit into that. I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. Okay. Well, my manager been telling me this the whole time. Ace, don't take that. Ace, don't take that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that bad. I need that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right there. He's like, I'm behind you on everything, anything you do, but don't do that. I'm like, man, a little bit, bro. I need that right there. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to understand it. And like, I just kind of woke up in September. I woke up and I'm like, yeah.
The more you hold out, the more you get.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I, and that's like, I can't be short-stopping myself because I know where I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my direction. I know what I'm doing. So I just need to attack that. You know what I'm saying? And whoever ain't rocking with it, they just ain't rocking with it. Right. And I know what I'm standing on. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I just started understanding that business not too long ago.
Okay.
And I'm happy, too, though, because now, like I said, I'm open. I'm woke. You know what I'm saying? I see what's going on. Man, it's business, man. Let's get it going. You know what I'm saying? What's on the table? Let's handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For what's some of the things you think, like, your biggest obstacle you had to get over to even understand
it? It's a toes in my heart.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's the friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't bring you to my mama's house, we ain't really friends, for real.
Yeah.
It's my mama's house. Yeah. I don't even let too many people at my house. It was point in time, like, just my mama came to my house one or two times. And she, I probably went and got her, so she probably didn't even know where my house was. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I had to understand that, like, man. Hell no. Cause everybody's intentions be off. It's like, okay, when you hot, I'm on your trail, like we brothers and shit like that. Then when you get to going and they get to going higher than you, it's like, oh, well, what's your name? Like, you know what I'm saying? That type of style. That lane on that. So when I got over that and I start opening my eyes, that's when I'm like, okay, let's get to it. You know what I'm saying? Call my big brother, like, hey bro, what I'm lacking at? What I'm saying, what I need to fix, what I need to make up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you see that I'm doing wrong? And he just be like, but you ain't really doing nothing wrong. You just gotta, because I'm not friendly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you gotta open up a little bit and, like, you know what I'm saying? Treat this like a real, real business, you know what I'm saying?
Tighten up on the shit that you already doing right.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm like, that's it. Like, yeah, get a world more of you. The inside of you, you know what I'm saying?
Like showing, the YouTube channel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, they love, people love my YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, just give them that, bro. That's all they want to see. The
personality.
That's what it said, bro. Personality, I couldn't find it, but that's what it said.
What you into more, like jewelry, cars, or some other shit?
I don't even like jewelry like that.
Okay.
But it's the rap nigga starter kit.
It's necessary, yeah. But it's necessary. See, people can try to attack me because they be saying it ain't the older people, like, it ain't necessary. Woo-woo. But it is necessary. You know what I'm saying? At one point in time, it's necessary.
What you
saying?
Think it represent the jury for an artist, for a rapper?
It's just to see, it's just like accomplishments. They see
trophies.
They right. See what you got going on. They see you have emotion. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But it's like, I like cars for real. Like, I got like
you seven. Got any old schools?
Now I ain't got no old school cars yet. But I like, I got like seven cars right now.
Mm. What are they?
I got like a Porsche. I got the 2022 Corvette. I got G-Wagons. I got Maybach. I got me a Camaro. I still got my Camaro to the day. When I first signed my deal, I got me a Camaro. I still got it right now. You know what I'm saying? That right there. I had a Maserati. I had been that like red and gold. That bit was hard.
Is it for the look of it or you really get out there and be like pushing them?
I don't be pushing. I ain't, you know, in all that, but it's just like, I just like when I go outside. When I go outside my house and I got my robe on, I got my Versace robe on, you know what I'm saying? My girlfriend got a Versace robe too.
Yeah. who got a Versace robe?
My girlfriend.
She got a, be clear about
she
it.
She got a white one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I got a red one. So I'll probably go outside with my little robe on, you know what I'm saying? I see all my cars lined up. Like, boy, I did that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My brother coming out there, be like, boy, you did that.
And it make them, lyrics come out.
Boy,
too.
Make, yeah. Inspiration. That was Future told me.
Ain't no cap in these raps.
What? Man, I got all that shit. I got my mama in my car, but all my brothers in my car. Man, I be having that shit for real.
Yeah, that's what it is. What's next for you, man? So you got the album out, you got the project out. What's next as you move through the year? Like, what's your look forward to?
I got one more album left for my label. And then I'm going to be completely independent. See, right now I'm independent with them. They're independent label, so I'm independent with them. So after getting this last album, I'm gonna be completely independent. Mm. So I'm really just like stuck on should I stay completely independent and just go that way, or should I just go to a major, or should I? You know what I'm saying? Just that type of. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, my iPod. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, I was hollering at Drake about that. I was telling Drake, I'm like, damn, what you, how you feel about major labels and shit like that? He was just telling me like, just do what's best for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just do what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? I just like, he's like, what you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I don't want to get stuff. I just want to drop my music when I want to drop it.
Mm.
Like, if I want to wake up right now and be like, hey, I'm dropping this tonight. I want to be able to do that.
So that control and that creativity is more important than, of course, you want the money. But
oh, yeah, I need that money.
Yeah, you need the money, right. But you'll take a little less money if you can have your control.
I can control that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The masters. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to control that. I don't need you telling me I can't drop to next year. Nah, I want to be able to drop when I want to. I want to drop. Because I base my music off real life, like what's going on, or like how I'm feeling. If I'm going through something right now, I go in the studio and I record it and I drop it the next day. Like, I'm going through this. You know what I'm saying? This was on my mind right here, right now, today. I don't like when I be doing that and then I drop it like December. I ain't in that mood right no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to like really embrace that to my label.
And
it'd
be hard to promote that shit because it's like
I ain't feeling it right now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to embrace that to my label for like 2-3 years. I'm like, listen, y'all, I gotta do it like this because this is me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And she'd be like, it's whatever you want. Like, whatever you want, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But it'd be sometimes I'd be having to embrace it to the rest of the team. Like, bro, this is what's going on right here. I need this to drop right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
You're going to be able to get the energy that
you know what I'm saying?
That you had in the booth. You're
they be wanting to do it for, like, you know, they real smart. They be wanting to do all that.
Strategic.
Yeah, like, okay, we got to build this.
Hold
like
2 weeks to pitch
it
for
playlist
and all this.
I'm like, man, I ain't on that. At one point in time, they thought I was doing that for a purpose. Like not dropping, like, for it to get paid, like, not getting paid for it, just dropping and, like, you know what I'm saying, have plan catch up later.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I was doing it on purpose. I'm like, no, that's what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? That type of stuff like that.
Hey, man, these labels want to put that music out for these young boys, or they going to put that bitch on SoundCloud or somewhere else and let it out. They just want their music out. YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta have it out. You gotta keep going. You gotta be consistent for you to stay, to stay relevant. You gotta be consistent because it ain't gonna lie. Right. All this music is starting to, like, everything's been changing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the same, like, back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. For real.
For sure.
What's some shit you want to say to Young and Nate's fans and Big Facts fans and supporters and all that? Like, man, some gems and motivation.
First of all, y'all go stream my album, All On Me. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And accomplish your goal. You can do anything. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes being brought up in a certain life, you shortstop yourself sometimes because people around you, like the older people, will probably tell you, like, man, look, bro, you can't do that. Man, that's one in a billion. You know what I'm saying? Mm. When them older people supposed to be uplifting you, telling you to get from out the streets, look, bro, go pick that ball up. Let's go. Come on. Let's go down here. Mm. So you don't be getting that no more. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The old people want you to fail because they done failed. That's a lot of people. Not even just older people. That's a lot of people, period. Like, mm-hmm. young niggas too. Like,
nah, cause they can't see themselves doing it, so they can't see you doing it.
They wanna knock you down. They don't, in this world so much of a crab pot. Nobody wants you to be bigger than them. Nobody wants you to be better than them. Mm-hmm. Why? When I see that's what's so good about my homeboys. I'm letting them know, like, we all stars, bro. Not just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all stars. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like, I'm not finna belittle you because I got more money than you or I'm having motion right here. Nah, we all stars. I'm gonna treat you equally. Like, I'm gonna treat you like both of us got $1 billion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And that be a lot of niggas' problems. Like, that they get big headed and I don't want you to. They'll do something for you. Like, say you my dog. Niggas, this is how the world is. They'll do something for you, but just enough. So you gonna be bigger than them,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's real selfish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're a team, so we got one dream, one goal. You know what I'm saying? We need to stay on this road.
Bigger than any one of us.
No matter who,
running out of team, we get the ring. Everybody
is a win.
Curry always ain't the one shooting the game, winning the shot.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? LeBron ain't the one who dunking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, man, it's a whole team. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And even if you got a team full of all stars, but everybody gets selfish, you ain't gonna win, bro.
Yeah,
thanks. Everybody got to be on the same type of thing. We got to have the same type of grind. You know what I'm saying? I want this, you want that right here. Woo, woo. Let's put this together. Let's go. Let's get this together. You might be a star right here. I'm going to be a star right here. We put this together. We're going to be bigger. It's a bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? We helping each other. Ain't about who bigger and who got more money. No. Get you some money. I'm saluting you. Shit.
Right.
I was the first one to make it out of others, but if you got more money than me, that's shit. That's good. Shit.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
Help me with the load now.
What? I be
it
what?
Won't be all on me no more.
It ain't all on me no more. Bitch, step up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's good. When like right now, I see everybody, like, it took us a minute, but it's falling in place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've been building for so long. I see, like, GMK. You know what I'm saying? He's stepping. He been out for like 5-6 months. He just been stepping. He been stepping it up. You know what I'm saying? He been
Hey. You want to come right here? You don't.
Okay. He just want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Just want to see what's going on. Young Nate, some big facts with the young one.
Yeah, it's like I said, like GMK. Like right now, he been going up. You know what I'm saying? I'm saluting him backstreet doing his thing. See, when Case will get out, Case will gonna be doing his thing. While B's and them, everybody got their own motion.
Yeah.
And like, right. I ain't gonna lie, I just seen GMK just go through his shit. He's signing little shit. You know what I'm saying? His shit, not little shit. My bad. His something big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just seeing him do that just made it woke me back up again. Like, all right, we in motion, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we just be motivating each other and giving each other like, look, we can run like this. And like, it's somebody that I can just like. He feel where I'm at, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I like to see people win, bro. Especially people around me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit, it's a better feeling, man. You wanna get down?
You wanna go back outside? Come on.
We like to create new fans on Big Facts too. So if somebody ain't tapped into you, ain't never heard a Young and Nate song yet, what's the first song they need to listen to? It could be this album, any album. What's the first song, like your best work, you would say, you listen to that, you're gonna be a fan of me?
See, people love pain. Mm. It's song called Pain, cause
mm-hmm.
just by listening to Pain, you can relate to, like, you can actually see my story. You know what I'm saying? Just off that song, you can see, okay, he been through this. This actually real. You know what I'm saying? What he done went through, he said he got shot 8 times. This I can see this actually happen.
Mm.
He lost his brother's gonna just actually happen. This what made him be who he is today. You know what I'm saying? Like Pain on my new album, got Nobody Left Behind. All my music speak on different parts of me. You know what I'm saying? Like Nobody Left Behind, I'll just explain about how I want everybody to win. That expresses that. and you got gangsta music, you know what I'm saying? So it's just go listen, just take some time out, just listen, and just, you know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Big shouts out to Young and Ace pulling up the Big Facts. We appreciate you, my brother. Much success to you in the future. www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.